1 Peter 4. Christ, then, having suffered for us in the flesh, do ye also arm yourselves with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has done with sin, no longer to live the rest of his time in the flesh to men's lusts, but to God's will. For the time past is sufficient for us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, walking in lasciviousness, lusts, wine drinking, revels, drinkings, and unhallowed idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same sink of corruption, speaking injuriously of you, who shall render account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For to this end were the glad tidings preached to the dead also, that they might be judged as regards men after the flesh, but live as regards God after the Spirit. But the end of all things is drawn nigh. Be sober, therefore, and be watchful unto prayers, but before all things having fervent love among yourselves, because love covers a multitude of sins, hospitable one to another, without murmuring, each according as he has received a gift, ministering it to one another, as good stewards of the various grace of God. If anyone speak, as oracles of God, if anyone minister, as of strength which God supplies, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the might for the ages of ages. Amen. Beloved, take not as strange the fire of persecution which has taken place amongst you for your trial, as if a strange thing was happening to you. But as ye have share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, that in the revelation of his glory also ye may rejoice with exultation. If ye are reproached in the name of Christ, blessed are ye, for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. Let none of you suffer indeed as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or as overseer of other people's matters. But if as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but glorify God in this name. For the time of having the judgment begin from the house of God is come. But if first from us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the glad tidings of God? And if the righteous is difficultly saved, where shall the impious and the sinner appear? Wherefore also let them who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in well-doing to a faithful Creator.